Well, at the end of four and a half innings, the Dodgers one run, two hits, and one error. The Yankees no runs, one hit, and no errors. And now for the second half of the game, I'll pleasure to bring in Joe Garagiola.
Thank you very much, Ernie. It'll be Don Drysdale leading off against Fountain. A curveball outside, and it's ball one. Dodgers one, and the Yankees nothing. Drysdale, who walked his first time up in the second inning, big guy can swing that bat, and he knows what it's for. Fountain delivers, swung on and missed. A curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. Fountain, I guess, can best be compared to, as far as National League fans are concerned, to Juan Marichal. He gives you a lot of motion, a lot of fingernails, kneecaps, elbows to hit at, and comes directly overhanded with that curveball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside. Two balls and one strike. They're working on Drysdale like he's a good hitter. And he can whack for a pitcher. A lot of room in right center field. Mantle is deep, a little bit towards left center. Tresh is deep in left field. Blanchard, very normal in right field. Two balls and one strike to count. Bouton ready, the pitch. Low. And it's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Fountain has walked three. He walked Gilliam, who came around to score. Walked Drysdale and walked Fairley. And now it's three balls, one strike. Nobody out. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Dodgers are leading 1-0. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ball four, he walked him. Man, and there's nothing. It'll spin that manager around like a yo-yo, and to see his man walk the opposing pitcher, it'll just make him sit on that bench, moan and groan. Waller Alston had quite a talk before he came up to hit, giving him all the instructions that he might want to give him, not even relying on any signs from Reeser. Reeser, at this point, coaching the third, will relay the signs to Don Drysdale as to what's happening. Boyer is in close, right in on top of him. Drysdale taking a little bit of time as he puts his jacket on. Time was called. Boyer's in about five steps on the grass. Pepitone has to hold close. The infield. Richardson shades towards the bag at first base. Kubek near the bag at second. Here's the pitch. Maury Will swings and fouls one off, trying to hit one pass. Cleve Boyer. Boyer right in on top of him. And Will's trying to slash one by him. Well, that's about the time you want to put shin guards on when you're a third baseman. One strike, no balls. Maury Wills waves that bat. Boyer's still in close. Drysdale, a leadoff first. Bouton at the belt. Here's the pitch. Wills is going to bunt. He pops it in the air, and Elston Howard makes the play. And Wills is out. Drysdale holds at first base. Ball went straight up as Wills tried to bunt one. So there's one out. Jim Gilliam is up with Drysdale at first base. One to nothing. The Dodgers have made one run on two hits. The Yankees, no runs. They've only made one hit. Third game of the 1963 World Series from Dodger Stadium. Brought to you on the NBC Radio Network. Gilliam waits the pitch by Fountain. Starts to swing, holds up, it goes low, and it's ball one. Boyer in close once again. Gilliam, a guy who can handle that bat. Doesn't strike out much at all. Always gets a piece of that ball. Pepitone playing behind the base runner, Drysdale at first. Here's the pitch. Way high and outside, a fastball. It's two balls and no strikes. Fountain's cap comes off again. That's got to be a World Series record. Most times cap lost during the third game. New baseball in play. Jim Fountain. Kind of a fidgety sort of guy. Always kind of grabbing at the top of his uniform, his cap, like he may have gotten the wrong one off the rack. Two balls, no strikes, ready now. Drysdale leads off the pitch, swung on, hot smash. Pepitone has it to Kubek at second, one out, back to first. It is a double play. A 3-6-3 from Pepitone to Kubek, back to Pepitone, and that ends the inning for the Dodgers. Three up and three down. And so at the end of the fifth inning, the score is Los Angeles 1, the Yankees nothing.
The 1964 Chrysler New Yorker. Crisp, clean, handsome. There's a 413 cubic inch V8. There's a lot of room. And there's a lot of luxury. Chrysler 64, backed by 40 years of engineering leadership. It's a lot of car, and a lot of smart people are making the move to Chrysler 64. See your dealer and let him tell you about it. 1964 Chrysler, engineered better. Any car in its class, move up to Chrysler 64. See your local Chrysler dealer today.
Don Drysdale just coming out of the Dodger dugout. He's taking plenty of time. He was on and the play was made. 1-0. The Dodgers scored their run in the first inning the way they've been doing it all year, boy. I tell you, a walk, a base on balls, a wild pitch, hurricane, broken bat, and one run is in. They got a walk, Gilliam, and then he went to second on a wild pitch, and Tommy Davis, a hot shot off Bobby Richardson's foot in the right field, and Gilliam came around to score. And just like they tell the pitchers all year long, the players apparently said to Drysdale, there's your lead, hold it. And that's been it, 1-0, as we go into the top half of the sixth inning. One run, two hits, one error for the Dodgers. That's the line score so far. The Yankees, no runs, one hit, no errors. And that one hit was a bunt single by Mantle. Drysdale has retired 10 men in a row. The streak was started with the strikeout of Botten in the second. Kubek was safe on an error to open the third, but then Drysdale picked him off, and it's been 1-2-3. Six strikeouts for the big right-hander. Drysdale against Kubek. Roseboro flashes the sign, and here comes Drysdale. Swung on, fly ball, right field. Over is Fairley. Can he get it? He does not. It drops for a base hit. Kubek is on with the single. Down near the line. And Kubek is on with a single. It brings up Bobby Richardson. Third game of this 1963 World Series from Dodger Stadium on the NBC Radio Network. All the action. And some tremendous pitching in this series. Here is Bobby Richardson now, 1-0. Dodgers leading. Richardson, who can handle that bat. Gilliam in a couple steps at third. Drysdale at the belt, checks Kubek, and here's the pitch. Pitch out. They want to see what was going on. No play on. A lot of times a catcher will do that to let the infield know, especially when you got a guy like Richardson who can play hit and run. And with Kubek on, you can play run and bunt. Start him and let your man bunt the ball if he wants to. If it's a good ball, if it's a bad one, take it. Drysdale ready. Kubek leads. Here's the pitch. Richardson bunts it and bunts it foul. So it's one ball and one strike. Richie takes a look now at the crow. Frank Rossetti at third. One ball, one strike. Richardson does not strike out a lot. Hit and run play is used as a defensive play more than an offensive play. Stay away from that double play to keep your inning going. It's not to make the big inning, but to keep you from the double play, which will wreck it for you. One ball, one strike. Kubek, a good lead. Richardson bunts it down the first base line. Drysdale has it. His only play is the first base. Krasuski covers. The sacrifice is executed by the Yankees with Kubek taking second. Bobby Richardson, a perfect bunt. Drysdale to Krasuski. Retires Richardson with Kubek moving on over to second base. And Tresh and Mantle have a chance to drive him in. 1-0. The Dodgers are leading. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. And the tying run is on at second base, Tony Kubek. Beautiful bunt by Bobby Richardson. Tresh struck out and bounced out. Drysdale gets his signs from his catcher, Roseboro. Kubek, a leadoff second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball. Trzuski's second has it. His play is at first base in time with Kubek moving on over to third. On the first pitch, Tresh hit a ground ball to the second baseman, Trzuski. So there are two outs, and it brings up Mickey Mantle. Mantle bunted over the head of Jim Gilliam. Back in the second inning for the first Yankee hit. Kubek, who is on at third base, has the other Yankee hit. Don Drysdale gets his sign. Checks Kubek, and here's the pitch to Mantle. Swung on and missed. Strike one, a fastball. Don Drysdale just literally challenged Mantle. Boy, scouting reports are valuable, no doubt about it. But when you watch this Koufax or Drysdale pitch, it goes back to good old country hardball, rare back and fire. Drysdale ready once again. Mantle awaits. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bouncing ball foul. Yogi Berra makes a nice play. Yogi, very popular, of course. Why not? Drysdale taking plenty of time. He's got Mantle in the hole, two strikes. There are two outs. Checks Kubek. He's ready. Here's the pitch. Did he swing? No. Held up, says Larry Knapp. Drysdale started towards the Dodger dugout, as did Roseboro. A high fastball. Man, you could hear that thing popping to Roseboro's glove from up here. Roseboro's the only catcher, I believe, in the National League, or any in the Major Leagues, who can break in a glove in four innings with any of three pitchers. Crosetti is checking with him. They're claiming spitball. Crosetti is claiming spitball, and now Larry Knapp goes out to look at it. And Drysdale with the rubbing effect, and now Knapp goes out to talk to him. And he's claiming spitball is what Crosetti was claiming, and if nothing else, could be a little psychological warfare. Crowd boos a bit. Well, I know there's one pitch in the American League. Jim Gentile says, I don't know if he throws a spitball, but every time I bat against him, my bat gets warped. Two strikes, one ball. We're set now. Drysdale against Mantle, the pitch. Strike three. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man was left on base, and so at the end of five and a half innings, the score is Dodgers 1, Yankees nothing.
Hey, what a beautiful day. So let's take a ride in a beautiful car. The 64 Chrysler 300, clean, crisp, handsome, backed by 40 years of engineering leadership. Engineered better. Backed better. Than any car in its class. Bucket seats are standard. The one on the passenger side reclines. A lot of smart people are moving up to Chrysler. How about you? Move up to Chrysler 64. See your local Chrysler dealer today.
Willie Davis to lead it off here. Boy, Ernie, one of the great spitball stories, they had a fellow pitching against the Cardinals one day, and he told Musial about it, and the great hitter that stand the man is, he said, well, I guess I'll just have to hit it on the dry side. That's pretty good confidence.
Yes, sir.
Willie Davis against Jim Boughton. Willie Davis, Tom Davis, Ron Fairley. Here's the pitch by Boughton.
high, and it's ball one. Willie Davis lined to right and lined right back to Bauman. He is 0 for 2. Boyer shortens up to protect against the ball. It might be squibbed off the end of the bat. Infield is swung around towards the right side. Willie Davis, the left-hand hitter, waits. Inside. It's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Tremendous crowd here at Dodger Stadium, and you're listening to the third game on the NBC Radio Network. The pitch, foul right back here. And it's two balls and one strike. Pete Reeser coaching at third base for the Dodgers. Joe Becker. Both from St. Louis, Missouri. Coaching for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul back. A high fastball. Willie looked like he might like to order one like that right back. Some hitters, when they get a pitch, they think they should hit and they foul it off. Boy, they have some conversation with themselves. Hank Sauer used to be a great one. Pitch like that, you ought to hit it. Well, I tried to hit it. Well, you didn't get a good cut. I'll try to get a better cut. They just keep talking to themselves. It's a great thing about catching. You get to hear all those conversations. And the helpful suggestions that they give umpires. Willie Davis taking plenty of time for some reason, just backing in and out of the box. Can't find the right spot. And Boughton just waiting for him. Two balls and two strikes to count. Now we're ready. And here's the 2-2 pitch. High curveball. It's ball three. Boughton's curveball is the overhanded type. The kind when we were kids, we used to call a drop. It just rolls right straight down. Three balls, two strikes. Willie Davis waits. Here's the pitch by Boughton. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. That's the third strikeout for Jim Boughton. Drysdale has struck out seven. Here is Tommy Davis. In the first inning, it was Tommy Davis who got the base hit that drove in the only run. Jim Gilliam, who had walked and was on at second base as a result of a wild pitch, scored on the hot shot hit by Davis off the glove of Richardson. Swung on and fouled back, strike one. The Yankee defense really swung towards the left side for Tommy Davis, the right-handed hitter. Boyer behind the bag. Kubek protects the hole between short and third. Richardson, two steps on the outfield grass near the bag. Pepitone on normal first base. Tresh in left field deep. Mantle in left center. Blanchard normal in right. Swung on. Bouncing ball to Kubek. The shortstop, the big hop. He's got it to throw in time. Tommy Davis bounces out. Kubek to Pepitone. It brings up Ron Fairley. Fairley, a left-handed hitter with a real good stroke. Nice, smooth, fluid swing. Doesn't overswing, just gets that bat on the ball. Hits to all fields. Takes a curveball low, and it's ball one. He keeps the defense honest. Everybody is pretty much straight away. Boughton, who is kind of the pitcher's answer to Colavito, does a lot of calisthenics on the mound. Low, and it's ball two. Boughton now turns his back to Ron Fairley and rubs up that baseball. He's one of those busy pitchers. He stays busy between pitches, which is in contrast to the great hitter Henry Aaron, who Robin Roberts says sleeps between pitches. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch by Boughton. Bounces, and Elston Howard makes a nice play. He digs that one out. It goes to three balls and no strikes. You know, you're really lucky, Ernie, when you catch a ball like that, because that bounced about 8 feet in front of the plate, and when you do realize that you've caught it,
You really try to act nonchalant, like, oh, boy, look at me. I've been doing it all my life.
Give it the old howdy-do, eh?
Yeah.
Three balls, no strikes. The pitch by Boughton. It's high, ball four, and Fairley draws the base on balls, and that's a fifth base on balls given up by Boughton, and it brings up Muscarin. Those are not boos that you hear. It's the moose call that they give Moose. Ron Fairley on at first base. Scourer in that batter's box. Moose had a base hit in the second inning, hit into a force play. Fine play by Boyer in the fourth. Boughton checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swung on, tap, foul. Elston Howard got on it right now. The infield here at Dodger Stadium is very hard on the dirt part in front of home plate. It's very hard, but they've resodded directly in front of home plate. That's kind of soft. Talking to some of the Dodger players, it's much softer than it was most of the summer. Any ball that hits in that grass part will be slowed up. Any fun attempt, it will grab it. Al Renneth begins to throw in the Yankee bullpen. One strike to count. Scourin waits the pitch. It's knocked down nicely by Elston Howard. A curveball stayed in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike. Howard did a real good job to block that curveball. Anytime you can keep that ball in front of you, you'll keep that base runner from advancing. Boy, some of these curveballs get down and you got to be a half gopher to get them. One ball, one strike. Two outs, 1-0. Dodgers lead. Fairley leads off. The pitch to Scourin is low, and it's ball two. Two balls and one strike. John Roseborough in the on-deck circle. Ron Fairley at first base. He drew a base on balls. There are two outs. Scourin waits. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Boughton. Swung on and fouled back. A fastball, and the Moose had a good cut. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 1-0. Dodgers lead the Yankees. This is the third game of the 1963 World Series from Dodger Stadium. And you're listening to it on the NBC Radio Network. The top network for sports. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ron Fairley getting a good lead at first base. Boughton delivers. Inside. Howard makes a throw to first base. Now he fires one back to Boughton. And it's a full count. Boughton wanted a decision on that 2-2 because he didn't want to give up those extra 5 steps that Ron Fairley will get now that the count has run to 3-2. Because with two outs, he'll be off and running. And he can score on that double or that even that long single. And this is a ballpark, a lot of room. In a big ballpark, you like to get that pitcher decision on 2-2. Scourin has run it to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boughton taking plenty of time. Ready, checks Fairley. There he goes. The pitch is swung on, popped up foul, out of play. And Fairley will have to come back. Dodgers, 1 run on 2 hits. Yankees, no runs, 2 hits. The old baseball saying that good pitching will stop good hitting. Certainly has been able to do that as far as Dodger pitching is concerned. They have contained these Yankee bats. Boy, they have flooded that bat rack with termites. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Boughton delivers. Scourin swings and misses. He struck him out. 4th strikeout for Jim Boughton. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man was left on base. And so at the end of the 6th inning, the score is Los Angeles 1, the Yankees nothing.
There are 3 letters that should be attached to your car. They are CCC, Certified Car Care. That's Chrysler Corporation's economical car health plan, designed to prolong the life of your car and keep it running like clockwork. Periodic checkups by specially trained men using Mopar and Chrysler parts. All Chrysler Plymouth and Dodge dealers have it. Remember CCC, Certified Car Care by Chrysler Corporation. Take advantage of it.
Don Drysdale takes his warm-up tosses with Lee Walls, and while he does that, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady. Enjoy the World Series more. Treat yourself to a highball made with Saratoga Vichy. Saratoga Vichy is the perfect mixer, world famous for its distinctive dry taste and long-lasting carbonation. It's not just plain carbonated tap water. No, sir. Saratoga Vichy is a sparkling, fresh spring water. Saratoga Vichy has a hint of alkalinity, which, with its carbonation, gives mixed drinks more zip and tang, lets you enjoy the taste tonight, helps you feel better tomorrow. Really satisfies a deep thirst. When you shop, always be sure to get Saratoga Vichy by name. Only Saratoga Vichy comes in the green bottle with the bright yellow label. Now on special sale at your favorite store.
So he struck out seven. He's walked one. That was an intentional walk. We're in the top half of the seventh. A pitch by Drysdale outside. And it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Drysdale with a fastball, a curveball, and a change of pace. No trick pitches with him. A rare back and fire him guy. A little tougher on the right-hand hitters because of his delivery. Epitone waits the pitch by Drysdale. Swung on and tapped foul. So the count, two balls, one strike. Larry Knapp, the plate umpire, takes a look at the baseball. And throws it out of play. Doesn't take much, just a little mark on that ball. Boy, you're bearing down watching that thing. If it's got any kind of a dirt spot on it, here comes a barber pole up at you. 2-1 pitch by Drysdale of Pepitone. Swung on and tapped foul right into the Yankee dugout. Pepitone hit that right off his foot. And boy, those are the kind, and when you get them there, they'll make you late for the dance every time. Pepitone just walking around now. He hit it right off the top of his foot. He's still walking around. Almost feel it breathe when it's inside your shoe like that. It's going boing, boing, boing. He's still walking around. Larry Knapp is asking how it feels, and Pepitone more than likely told him it hurts. What do you think? All set now. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. 1-0. Dodgers lead. Here's the pitch by Drysdale. Swung on. It's a bouncy ball to the second baseman, Trzuski. He's got it over to Scowron. There's one out. Dodger outfielders outside of the play that Fairley had to make on a base hit by Kubek. They could have just as soon stayed home. All the action's been in the infield. Drysdale with a good sinker ball, and when he's got a good sinker ball, they're going to be hitting over it and topping it and getting that ground ball. And if you're keeping score, you see he's had one. Elston Howard waits and swings and foul tips one for strike one. Drysdale has struck out seven. Howard was out on strikes in the second, out on strikes in the fourth. Right-hand hitter waits for the pitch from Drysdale. Delivers. Swung on. Foul tip right off the mask of Roseboro. Boy, oh boy, those are the kind that get you, too. Kind of make you flunk the cavity test. Ready now. Two-strike pitch. Curveball just misses outside. Larry Knapp behind that plate, right on top of that play. Howard, Elston Howard waiting. Good eye at that plate. Drysdale delivers. Swung on. Bouncing ball right back to Drysdale. He's got it, and there are two outs. Over to Scowron. A one hopper right back to Drysdale. Made the play, flipped to Scowron, and there are two outs. Here is John Blanchard. Blanchard bounced out to Trzuski in the second inning and bounced out to Maury Wills in the fifth. Left-handed hitter, the pitch by Drysdale. A curveball, a strike. Drysdale with great control. You got to go out and beat him. He doesn't walk many. They've overshifted on Blanchard now with Maury Wills a couple steps to the second base side of the bag. Fastball. 1-1. Skowron guards the line. Trzuski is the middleman. Two steps on the grass. Maury Wills is shortstop. Two steps on the other side of the bag. Jim Gilliam is the lonesome man on that side of the infield. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Blanchard swings and he misses, and it's strike two. The outfield swung around. Fairley guards the line in right field. Willie Davis is in right center. Tommy Davis way over in left center. Blanchard, good power and a good pull hitter. You know he's up there to try to tie it with one swing of the bat. There are two outs. They just don't give him a single if he wants it. Swung on, a fly ball, short right field. Out goes Trzuski, in comes Fairley, and Ron Fairley made that play. It's in. Willie Davis and Fairley almost collided, and it was Fairley who came in and took it away from Willie Davis, Maury Wills, and Trzuski. And so, at the end of 6.5 innings, the score is Los Angeles 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Chrysler 64. Your local Chrysler dealer is the man who makes it easy. Right now, he's showing the beautiful new 64 Chrysler. Engineered better, backed better than any car in its class. Backed by 40 years of engineering leadership. Move up to Chrysler 64.
Engineered better.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, the Los Angeles Dodgers will send up John Roseboro, Dick Trzuski, and Don Drysdale. 1-0, the Dodgers are leading the Yankees. Third game of the World Series from Dodger Stadium, and you're listening to it on the NBC Radio Network. Ernie Harwell and Joe Garagiola here from Dodger Stadium. Another tremendous pitching duel. Roseboro waits and Bouton delivers. It's a fastball, and it's high, and it's inside, and it's ball one. John Roseboro bounced out in the second inning to Bobby Richardson, and then flied to left in the fourth. Left-handed hitter waits. It's low, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Roseboro, one of the real durable catchers. His trainer, Doc Anderson, says the toughest catcher he's ever had on a ball club as far as staying in that ball game. Nicknamed Gabby because he doesn't say too much. Says hello opening day and goodbye last day of the season. That's it. Swung on, a little looper. Left center field could be trouble. It's going to drop for a base hit. John Roseboro hits a blooper in the left center field. He's on with the single. And it pings up Dick Trzuski. Boyer says something to Bouton. 1-0. He'll be looking for the bunt from Trzuski. Got his sign from Pete Reeser coaching at third base. Trzuski, a right-handed batter. Roseboro, a good runner, is at first base. Pepitone holds him close. Look at Boyer sneaking in. Bouton at the belt. Trzuski's going to bunt. Takes it high. Ball one. Pepitone charging down from first base. Boyer charging in. Boyer is in right on top of him. If Trzuski's going to bunt that ball, he's going to have to make Pepitone, the first baseman, field it. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Trzaski wants another sign from Pete Reeser. He backs out of the batter's box, picks up a handful of dirt, which tells Pete Reeser, I don't have this sign. Give me another one. Reeser, with a quick flash, answers the message, and we're all set. Boyer is still in very close. He's in about 10 steps. Bouton now goes to the rosin bag. Trzaski can do many things in that batter's box. 1-0. Dodgers are leading. Roseboro is at first base. All kinds of confusion. Al Pepitone wants to go in. And he wants to talk to the pitcher, Bouton. Using the spot like this, he's setting up as to whether he would run in a couple steps and then back off for a possible play, or if he's going to go in all the way and forget any pickoff plays. Boyer is still in. He wants to get that bunt. Bouton is ready. Trzaski waits. Here's the pitch. He's swinging away. Bouncing ball. Pass Boyer. Around second. He's digging for third. The throw goes into third base. It is not in time. Not in time. And Roseboro is on at third. Trzaski on at second base. The Dodgers turning it wide open. Born on a call with full steam ahead, switched off, and Trzaski singles past Boyer and goes to second base on the throw as John Roseboro, with good speed, able to go from first to third on the single to left. Here is Don Drysdale. Infield is in. Roseboro at third, Trzaski at second. The pitch to Drysdale, starts to swing, holds up the curveball, catches the corner, strike one. Trzaski, who can do many things in that batter's box. There was a lot of confusion with switching signs. Asked for another one. Reeser gave it to him, and they switched off, and he came through for manager Walter Alston as he singled past Boyer, who was in looking for the bunt, setting up a possible big inning for the Dodgers. Roseboro at third. Trzaski at second. One strike to count on Drysdale. Nobody out. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Jim Bouton gets his sign. Here is the pitch to Drysdale. Swung on, a foul ball. Out of play. Right side. Nobody can get this one. And it's two strikes. Jim Bouton has to let out a notch. He's got to get the strikeout here. And he knows it. And it gives Hauk a chance to maybe put Wills on. Go to Gilliam. A lot of wheels spinning here at Dodger Stadium. Thinking hitters ahead. Here's the two-strike pitch to Drysdale. Low, ball one. Third game. Drysdale against Bouton. It's Drysdale who's leading 1-0 with Roseboro at third base. Trzaski at second base. From Dodger Stadium, and you're with us on the NBC Radio Network. Two strikes, one ball. Nobody out. Drysdale waiting. Bouton taking plenty of time. He's in a jam. Nobody has to tell him that. He's ready now. And here's the pitch by Bouton. Bouncing ball. Richardson, a nice play. Makes a throw to the plate, throws to first, and now they've got Trzaski trapped between second and third. Pepitone throws to Kubek. Kubek racing Trzaski near third, and now they've got Roseboro and Trzaski at third base. They tag Trzaski, and Trzaski is out. The play, a bouncing ball by Drysdale. Richardson thought there would be a play at the plate. Roseboro did not come in, and Richardson held on to the ball, threw to first base to retire Drysdale. Pepitone looked up, and here was Trzaski between second and third. Pepitone ran towards Trzaski and then threw to Kubek at second base behind Trzaski because Roseboro was on at third base, so they were going to run him to the bag already occupied. And as Kubek ran Trzaski to third, Roseboro stayed there. And Kubek, Tag, Trzuski, and Roseboro, and Tom Gorman, the third base umpire, called Trzuski out. And boy, that's about as involved double play as you want to see. 4-3-6. And so now there are two outs. Maury Wills, the hitter. Roseboro's on third. Bouton wants to talk to Pepitone. He about as much as saying, who's on base and how many outs and where are we?
Joe, I noticed Kubek taking no chances. He's tagging both of them right there on the bag.
Ernie, I saw Stan Musial one day tagged the very umpire involved. He tagged two base runners, a third baseman, and the umpire and said, somebody's out. Maury Wills in that batter's box. Two men out. Roseboro at third to pitch by Bouton. They swung on. It's a bouncy ball to Richardson. Richardson has it over to first. The inning is over. So, there were no runs. Two hits. No errors. One man was left on base. And so at the end of the seventh inning, the score is Los Angeles 1, the Yankees nothing.
Move up to Chrysler 64.
Engineered better. Backed a lot better. Than any car in its class. Built to last longer. Built to run stronger. Move up to Chrysler 64.
Make this your year to move up to Chrysler 64. Engineered better, backed better than any car in its class. Backed by 40 years of engineering leadership. See your local Chrysler dealer. Move up to Chrysler 64.
Built to last longer. Built to run stronger. Move up to Chrysler 64.
Well, the crowd here at Dodger Stadium still buzzing over that play. I tell you, boy, it was a looked like a portion out of the Keystone Cops for a while there, Ernie.
Yes, sir. Everybody moving.
And it's Cleet Boyer to lead it off here now against Don Drysdale. The first pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's strike one.
Like that could give a big lift, though, to the Yankees because they were facing the big inning on the part of Los Angeles.
Sometimes that'll just turn it around for a ball club. We'll wait and see. Here's the pitch. It's a strike call, and Drysdale continues to pour it on. He is raring back, and I mean he is firing. You can hear that ball popping at Roseboro's glove. Like Saturday morning at the lumber yard, just stack that lumber. Strike three. Cleet Boyer called down on strikes. That's eight strikeouts for Drysdale. Padres had four strikeouts. And, of course, in that first game, Sandy Koufax broke Carl Erskine's record of 15. Here is Yogi Berra as a pinch hitter. Now you can bet this is some kind of a record for Yogi. Most 75th game. Probably most times not listening to a World Series on radio. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Yogi not waiting for anything. 75th World Series game. Boy, there are a lot of ballplayers don't get in 75 exhibition games, much less World Series games. He's up to now against Drysdale with one out. Yankees trail 1-0. Yankees have made only two hits. The Dodgers have made four. Drysdale, the right-hander, is ready. Pitches outside. One ball and one strike. Yogi Berra. Boy, they might just as well get the same cab for guys like Yogi, Spahn, and Musial when they can put him in a Hall of Fame. Outside. It's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Drysdale hasn't walked the one man. That was intentional. Mr. Boyer back in his second inning. It's been the Yankee attack so far. One single by Mantle, Pepitone was hit by a pitch ball, so they had base runners at first and second, but then Howard struck out, Blanchard bounced out. And that's when Drysdale walked Boyer intentionally to load him up and then ended the inning by striking out Boughton. That's been the whole Yankee attack so far. Two balls, one strike. Barrow waits. The pitch by Drysdale. Way inside. A let up. Gets by Roseboro, and it's three balls and one strike. Dodgers scored their run in the first. A walk to Gilliam, a wild pitch, and then a single by Tommy Davis. And that's been it. 1-0. Fouled back by Yogi. Right on top of us here. Needless to say, you must have heard it. Ron Paranoski and Bob Miller starting to loosen up for the Dodgers in the left field bullpen. Drysdale ready. The 3-2 pitch to Yogi Berra. On the way, foul back again. And count remains at three balls, two strikes. Ball was inside. Drysdale really rearing back. Boughton pitched seven innings, gave up one run. Four hits, struck out four, and walked four. 3-2 pitch to Berra. Swung on and fouled back again. Yogi getting his cuts up there. He's not getting cheated. Drysdale looks down for that sign, shakes off one, another one. Now he's got the one he wants, and here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back a fastball. You could see that Drysdale was shaking Roseboro around, which is a thing that pitchers do sometimes when they're just going to throw one pitch. The catcher will put down a fastball, they'll shake it off, put down a curve, shake it off, change of pace, shake it off, come right back with the fastball and throw it. It's to try to confuse the hitter, but it's a job with Yogi up there. Waves that bat. Drysdale looking down for that sign. Has it. Yogi waits. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on a line drive. Right field. Ron Fairley coming in and makes the play. Berra lines to Fairley in right field, who had him played perfectly. And there are two outs. And it brings up Tony Kubek. That's the first, no, the second put out for an outfielder. Blanchard into the seventh inning when Fairley made the play on a short pop fly. This ball was well hit, and Fairley had him played perfectly, and Berra is out. So Kubek is up there, and here's a pitch by Drysdale. It's a strike. Right down the middle strike. Drysdale staying ahead of the Yankee hitters. Kubek waits. Drysdale delivers. Swung on and fouled back. Two strikes to count. Two outs. Nobody on. Dodgers one. Yankees nothing. Third game from Dodger Stadium. Capacity crowd here. 55,912. There's a line shot. In the right field, a base hit for Kubek. Hit that ball good. In the right field, he's on with the single. That's his second hit. And it brings up Bobby Richardson. Drysdale got that ball in on Kubek, and Kubek hit a shot in the right field. Richardson fouled out in the first inning, popped up in the third. Sacrifice bunt in the sixth. Right-hand hitter. Kubek, a lead at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, it's a bouncy ball. Trzuski at second has it. Steps on the back to the force out, and that ends the inning. Richardson hits into a force play. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man was left on base, and so at the end of 7.5 innings, the score is Los Angeles 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Today, there's a totally new Imperial. Tomorrow, somebody will ask you if you've seen it. And here in our Imperial showrooms, you will understand why. Enter the quiet world of the incomparable Imperial and learn what a fine car ought to be. The new Imperial is the quietest motor car ever built in this country. And of course, we'll be happy to show you that it's also the most spacious, the best performing, and the most beautiful car in America today. The new 1964 Imperial, now on proud display at your neighborhood Imperial dealers. It's the freshest look of luxury you'll see this year. Drive it for a totally new experience. The incomparable Imperial, your next choice in luxury cars. Now at your local Imperial dealers.
The eighth inning, and Al Renneff is a new Yankee pitcher. He starts his warm-up tosses with his catcher, Alston Howard. While Renneff takes his warm-up pitches, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, WGFM. Make this afternoon of World Series Baseball even more enjoyable with a tall, frosty glass of Ginger Perfect Saratoga Ginger Ale. Saratoga Ginger Ale is a happy blend of pure crystal waters and imported Jamaican gingers, plus just right carbonation. The result is a ginger ale unequaled for zest and richness. Really refreshes because Saratoga Ginger Ale goes to the heart of your thirst and quenches it. Always have plenty of Saratoga Ginger Ale on hand, World Series time and any time. Now on special sale at your favorite store.
Gilliam to lead it off in the bottom half of the eighth. Willie Davis and Tommy Davis. They've just flashed on a big fanogram board they have here. Tomorrow's probable pitchers. Whitey Ford for the Yankees and Sandy Koufax for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we'll be here on the NBC Radio Network for that ball game. You'll be with us. Here's a fastball high and it's ball one. Al Renneff, the right-hander. He won four and lost three during the year. Gilliam batting left-handed. Renneff delivers. High. It's ball two. Gilliam takes a look down at Pete Reister. This is a pitch that's controlled by the manager. Heard Alston, the manager, say more than once that if he had all ball players like Gilliam, he wouldn't have to use signs because he knows what to do at all times. Come on, Jimmy. 2-0 pitch. Gilliam takes it high and it's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Alston Howard motions to his pitcher to come on down with that ball like he's maybe standing a bit too straight. The pattern has been that he has been wild high. If a fella gives you some consistency in his wildness, you can correct it in a hurry. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Ball four. He walked it. He's wild high. It's because he's throwing straight up. And wild low is because he's holding on a bit too long. And like the guy said, with that information, you too can be a pitching coach. Here is Willie Davis. Stan Williams and Hamilton, Steve Hamilton, warming up for the Yankees. Here is Willie Davis with Jim Gilliam on at first base. 1-0 is the score. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lee Boyer in close at third base. Renneff at the belt. Gilliam leads. Here's a pitch. Davis bunts it down the first base line. A beauty. Pepitone makes the play unassisted as he tags Willie Davis with Gilliam taking second. So the base on balls and the punt, and the Dodgers have a man in scoring position with their fourth wave hitter and their hot hitter, Tommy Davis, in the batter's box. Dodgers score their run with a walk, a wild pitch, and a single by Davis. Well, Gilliam is on again. He scored that first run. He's on at second base again with the base on balls and a sacrifice. Renneff at the belt. Tommy Davis waits the pitch. It's high, and it's ball one. Ralph Houk, Yankee manager, facing the Yankee dugout.
Hello, baby.
plate. Tommy Davis to pull that ball. Davis led the National League in hitting. Second year he's done it, back to back. He led it last year. One ball to count. Renner. There goes Gilliam. He's running. Swung on and missed the throw to third base. It is in time. They get him. Nice throw by Elston Howard. And Jim Gilliam is out attempting to steal Howard to Boyer. You know, from second base, very rarely do you get a steal sign. You usually ask the coach, can I come over? Feeling that you're 50% sure or more that you can make it. And the coach will give you a yes or a no answer. Gilliam, feeling he could make it, started over, and Howard, with a real fine throw to Cleet Boyer, nailed him. One ball and one strike. Tommy Davis had a good cut at the curveball, and here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on. Tommy Davis started the swing, stopped, caught his spikes, and looked like a dance expert getting caught or something as he was just kind of jiggling around home plate. Two strikes, one ball. Renniff with a good curveball. Here comes the right-hander again. Curveball swung on and missed. He struck him out. A bad ball. Same pitch that Tommy Davis chased. So that ends the inning, the eighth inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the score at the end of the eighth inning, Los Angeles 1 and the Yankees nothing.
Mother, a letter from Bob. Listen, dear Ruth, Chrysler Corporation warrants for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, against defects in materials and workmanship, and will replace or repair at a Chrysler Motors Corporation authorized dealer's place of business the engine block, head, and internal parts, intake manifold, water pump, transmission case, and internal parts, excluding manual clutch, torque converter, drive shaft, universal joints, rear axle, and differential and rear wheel bearings of its 1964 automobile, provided the owner has the oil changed every 3 months or 4,000 miles, whichever comes first, the oil filter replaced every second oil change, and the carburetor air filter cleaned every 6 months and replaced every 2 years, and every 6 months furnishes to such a dealer evidence of performance of the required service and requests the dealer to certify receipt of such evidence and the car's then current mileage. Thinking of you always, Bob.
Dear, are you sure you're doing the right thing marrying a car dealer?
Well, here we go. It's the top half of the ninth. Tom Tresh, Mantle, and Pepitone. Drysdale delivers, and Tresh swings and misses a strike one. 55,912 here at Dodger Stadium. Drysdale, three outs away. Big right-hander's ready to pitch to Tresh. He swung on, popped up foul, out of play. And it's strike two. The scoring in the first inning, a walk to Gilliam. He went to second on a wild pitch. After Willie Davis lined to right field, Tommy Davis hit a shot off Bobby Richardson's glove and foot. Gilliam scored, and that's been it. 1-0. Dodgers have made one run on four hits, one error. Nothing, 3-0 for the Yankees. Kristen Fresh is out. Nine strikeouts to Drysdale. It's been two balls hit to the outfield. Of the three Yankee hits, Kubek has two of them. Mickey Mantle is up there now, has the other one, a bunt single. Mantle batting left-handed, trying to tie it up with one swing of the bat. Drysdale delivers. Swung on, a bouncy ball. Scouring first base, has it. Going to take it himself. Steps on the bag. There are two outs. So it's all up to Joe Pepitone. Joe Pepitone, who was hit by a pitch ball, popped to the second baseman and bounced out. He is 0 for 2, left-handed batter. Drysdale with two outs in the top of the ninth, leading 1-0. He has pitched a three-hitter so far. The big right-hander delivers. Ball all the way back to the screen, a fastball that got by Roseboro. One ball, no strikes. Don Drysdale. who's done it with the fastball and the curveball and changing speeds. He has just reared back and played good old country hardball, rearing back and pumping. Big right-hander ready now. Here's a pitch. Swung on, a fly ball, right field, Ron Fairley going back, near the fence, going back, back, he's there, he makes the play, game's over. Dodgers win, 1-0. Dodgers win, 1-0. Joe Pepitone gave this crowd quite a thrill. But Ron Fairley backed up against the fence and made the play. And the final score, the Dodgers, 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. The Yankees, 0 runs, 3 hits, no errors. And in a moment, we'll review the highlights of the game for you. And the final score, the Dodgers, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. The Yankees, 0 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. And in a moment, we'll review the highlights of the game for you.
You've heard the expression, the human body is like a fine machine. Well, in many cases, the machine is like the human body. For example, your car's condition demands periodic checkups to maintain the peak of performance. Chrysler Corporation Certified Car Care does just that. It's like a car health program designed to prolong the life of your car. Certified Car Care. Specially trained mechanics with special tools at your Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers.
At the end of the first three games of the 1963 World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers now have a formidable lead of 3-0 over the American League champion New York Yankees. And the Dodgers won it again here this afternoon at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles with the same formula that they'd won the first two games. They got out in front early and depended on rugged pitching, this time from Don Drysdale, to post the victory. They had 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. The Yankees had 0 runs on 3 hits and made no errors. The scoring in the game all came in the opening inning. The 1 run, Gilliam walked, went to second on a wild pitch, and Tommy Davis sent him home with a 2-out single into center field. There have been many wild pitches in World Series history, but this is the second time that a pitch has assumed real importance in a World Series ballgame. Back in 1927, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, John Milgis, pitching in the ninth inning of the fourth and final game against the Yankees, made 2 wild pitches, and the second one came with the bases loaded and 2 out to allow the winning run to score. After the 1 run scored off the starter Jim Boughton, the Dodgers could score no more, though they threatened in the seventh inning when a Yankee double play cut down their potential in that inning. Meanwhile, Drysdale was a great pitcher. He struck out a total of 9, and he allowed only 3 hits, a bunt single by Mickey Mantle in the second inning, and singles by Kubek in the sixth and the eighth inning. The Yankees loaded the bases in the second, but Boughton, in a chance to get a run in, struck out for the third and final out of that second inning. Now, the Yankees moved another man as far as third base in the sixth inning when Kubek got that far, but he was left at third. Other than that, no Yankee got past first base against Drysdale, who was magnificent, winning his second World Series victory of his Major League career. Boughton is the loser, and Rennett pitched good ball in relief to take the loss. Don Drysdale the winner, and the Dodgers are now 3 up on the New York Yankees. The fourth game of the series here tomorrow, and it'll be Whitey Ford to try to get the Yankees in the win column, and he'll be facing the pitching hero of game number one, the Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication regarding broadcasts or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. Our NBC engineer has been John Pollock. Our NBC producer, Hal Ashby. And that wraps up the third game of the 1963 World Series. Be with us again tomorrow at 12:45 for the fourth game of the World Series when your host, as today, again will be the Chrysler Corporation, makers of all new 1964 Plymouth, and the Gillette Safety Razor Company, world leader in shaving. The score, once again, the Los Angeles Dodgers 1 and the New York Yankees 0. This is the NBC Radio Network.